You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Yesterday, I met a lady you may know. She was a lady who didn't.
Didn't what?
Didn't believe that Dove does everything in the wash. She didn't know Dove is best. You see, this lady had been using the same old wash day soap for years.
Sort of got into the habit and didn't see any reason to change.
Well, how did Dove enter your life?
Well, by accident.
Accident?
Yep. My youngster brought some Dove home one day by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of sore about it. I didn't feel like experimenting on my wash.
Do you have a tough wash?
I'll say. Greasy overalls, messy towels, and lots of rayons to fuss with.
Say, you should be a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. Does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting out tough dirt, plus greater safety for the colored rayons you wash.
Believe me, now I'm a lady who does.
Well, what about those overalls now?
They're a breeze with does. No more hard scrubbing for me.
No soap made gets dirt out easier than does. How are your towels now?
Whitest white I've ever hung in my wash line.
Right. No soap washes whiter than does. And are your colored rayons being treated right?
Wonderful. Does leaves them brighter.
Of course. Does gives colors better care. This new kind of soap does everything. Does is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. You'll find does best. Does everything. Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Mike's eagerness to rid himself of the $25,000, the last tie with his past, almost lost him Elsie all over again. When Mary refused to take the money as a gift, Mike decided to establish an Elsie Warren Fund in the town. Each serviceman's child born since Pearl Harbor was to get $500. But there were more babies than Mike figured on, and so he tried to bet the money on the horses in order to obtain the necessary amount. When Elsie learned Mike had bet again, she almost broke off with Mike once more. But Mike's basic motivation was good-hearted, and so Elsie forgave him this once. Molly and David are alone now.
What are you doing, David, dear?
I'm playing solitaire.
Jake didn't come back from the railroad station yet, huh?
No. Where's Mike? Where's Elsie?
They went up the street shopping.
Oh. But she was shopping before?
Before, her shopping was in the grocery.
And now?
The three under two, David, dear.
I see. So what shopping are they doing?
She went out to buy my quiet shirts and socks, also quiet, and silent ties, also.
Silent? Well, what do you mean?
She wants Mike to dress with less stripes and colors. The king, David, dear.
I know. So, everything is all right with Mike and Elsie, eh?
Yeah. He's giving you the money to the newborn babies.
That was Rosalie's idea.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a wonderful idea. So wonderful that Elsie forgave Mike for breaking his promise.
But the horse Mike bet money on and didn't run in the race.
I know the horse was scratched.
Scratched. Avoid scratched. Every business has an individual language.
Of course. The ace, David. The ace goes out, David.
I see, Molly. Yeah. Molly, please.
Oh, excuse me.
Please, Molly.
Yeah.
What is the definition of solitaire, please, huh?
Solitary.
In solitary means?
Alone.
So, solitary is a game you have to play alone, no? Molly, dear?
Yes.
So? I love you, Molly, and I like you, but...
All right, David, all right.
So don't be mad.
I'm not mad, but all right. I wouldn't look, but all right, I wouldn't say it. I see something, but I wouldn't say it.
What do you see?
The floor. Oh, excuse me.
All right. So, tell me.
I wouldn't.
I have something to play.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
You don't see it.
No.
Mm-hmm. You don't see that the floor should go on the screen.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me.
Very welcome.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Don't mention it.
Excuse me, miss. Tell me.
Yeah?
Is Elsie Osa coming to lesson learn?
No, she's giving Mike 6 months to make good.
What do you mean, make good?
No playing cards, no gambling, the 7 under 6.
Thank you.
I don't know if I should start to pack or not or what.
Oh, to pack you can start.
And if I knew what train in which direction we were going.
What do you mean?
Who's going to go to Mexico? Who's going to go to Lastonbury?
Oh, you think we should all go to Lastonbury?
Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
Where were you?
Reading.
Oh.
Didn't Papa get back from the station yet?
No.
Are we all going to go to Mexico, Mom?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear from Papa. Evidently, Papa and me will journey on to Mexico, and you and Uncle David and Mike will sojourn home to Lastonbury.
I don't want to sojourn without you, Mallie.
If you're going, I want to go, too.
Mike wouldn't want to go to Mexico.
So Mike will go to Lastonbury.
Alone, he can go. I have to introduce him. I have to see that he gets the proper position, Matt.
Oh, you're planning his future already, Mallie?
If I don't, who will?
Mike himself.
Himself. For 41 years he tried himself. He himself don't like the results.
So what? A man has to find himself within himself, Mallie.
Mm-hmm. That's easier said than found, David. Please, the 4 under 3, excuse me.
Yes, I see it.
Oh, if a man only relied on himself, so why is there governments of the people and by the people and for the people?
Mallie, please.
All right, I didn't say that. 8 under 7, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then what is marriage and what are partnerships in business?
So what are you trying to say, Mallie?
I'm trying to say that a man alone is nothing. A man is not an island.
Rosalie, did you hear me say an island?
I'm talking philosophical, David.
And I'm talking about Mike.
And I say a man must get help and assistance from other men.
But you're a woman, Mallie. Are you a man?
When I said man, David, I'm thinking of the brotherhood of men, which means women also. I'm talking of humanity.
Oh, humanity.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. You are talking about humanity, and I'm talking about Mike Hilton.
All right, Uncle David.
So what am I saying?
We're only conversing backwards and forwards, Rosalie.
Only backwards and forwards, Rosalie. In every backwards and forwards conversation, you must have a pro and con.
Of course. The jack under 10.
Yeah, I see.
If Mike buys a farm, he won't have to get a job.
Oh, before Mike buys a farm, he'll have to learn which comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Right. Take it, Rosalie.
Put the ace out, Uncle David.
So who's answering?
I will. Uncle David, put the ace out.
Who's answering?
I'll answer.
I'll take it.
I got it. Hello?
David?
Yeah?
Just answer yes or no, and don't mention to whom you're talking to. I don't want Molly to know I'm on the phone.
Yeah?
This is Jake.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Who is it?
Hello?
You're alone or you're surrounded?
Yes.
Surrounded?
Yes.
I'm leaving immediately for Mexico City.
Yeah?
Who is it?
Please, Molly, I'm talking. It's a personal call.
Who's so personal, David?
Elsie wants to buy Mike a sweater, so she's asking me a question.
Oh.
Hello? You heard?
Yes.
I'm retashling your cards, all right, David?
Yes.
What, yes?
So?
Are you ready to listen?
A gray sweater tonight, David.
Yes?
I'm leaving for Mexico on a plane immediately. I have 4 tickets in Molly's name at the ticket office at the railroad station. So pick them up. They're for tomorrow on the 4:42.
Yes?
I'll be home in a few days with the child.
Yes?
And explain everything to Molly. You see, if I would talk to her now, she would convince me why I shouldn't go alone. And it's too nerve-wracking to travel with everybody. This way, I can go and come without too much to do.
A moron sweat is nice, too.
You listening?
Yes.
You'll explain everything?
Yes.
You approve?
No.
Well, why shouldn't I knit a sweater for Mike?
Can you tell me why?
No.
Goodbye. Explain everything.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
She didn't want to talk to me?
No.
About a sweater, who knows better?
Molly.
The 7 and the 8,
I Mark. See it. Yes,
I want
Rosie,
to...
Rosie, please, if I'm playing, so let me play. That's why it's solitaire.
But you miss so many plays.
All right. I wouldn't miss. I see. It takes time, so I see. So what, Davis? Well, what else is Elsie buying for Mike?
Is Elsie buying Mike a present?
Mm-hmm. She's buying him quiet shirts without stripes.
Molly.
Yeah?
If we leave for Lestonville tomorrow...
As soon as Jay comes in, I'll know which of us. Oh, I think I'm playing out. Look, David. Wait. I need one card.
Molly.
1 minute, David.
I think your queen is buried.
My queen is buried? You think so?
Molly.
Oh, take it, David. I have to play out.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Uncle David speaking.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Is Mrs. Goldberg there?
Mrs. She's busy.
Who is this?
Well, can I talk to her?
Talk to me.
Well, who is it?
Seema.
Let Uncle David talk.
Hello?
Say I'll telegraph when we'll be home.
Hello?
Hello?
You better put Mrs. Goldberg on the phone. I have something very important to tell her.
You tell it to me.
A distant relative from Mexico.
Yeah?
The little boy. And is he cute?
Yeah?
There was no room in Mrs. Goldberg's house because my sister Bertie has all the rooms rented.
Will I play out?
Yeah.
So he's staying with us.
So, what? Who?
I just told you.
Hold the line, please. Hold the line a minute. Tell it to Mrs. Goldberg.
What is it, David?
Take the phone, Molly. Here. Take it.
Well, Seymour's news is news indeed. The little Mexican relative of the Goldbergs is up in Lastonbury. Why didn't he wait for the Goldberg? And what about Jake, who at this moment is winging his way south of the border? Now, we all take pride in a job well done. So when it comes to washing dishes, let Does do them. Haven't you heard me say Does is best? It does everything in your wash? Well, that holds true for dishwashing, too.
Well, I'm just a bride. I haven't been washing dishes very long, but I don't like any part of it.
Oh, you'll like dozing dishes. This new kind of wash day soap really does everything for dishes.
For instance?
Well, look, would you like suds that stand up till the last dish is done?
That would help.
That does. This new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant you turn on the water. Suds that last so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And say, wouldn't you like fast action on grease?
Now you're talking.
Even the toughest frying pan is a cinch with Does. It whips through grease with no hard scouring. And here's something brides from 16 to 60 like. Does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them wonderfully soft and smooth.
Say, I'm going to Does my dishes.
Smart gal. Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Molly gets more news about the Mexican boy, but also finds out how much more she doesn't know. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Don't stop saving used fats. Keep on saving them until J-Day, the day Japan surrenders. Strain them, rush them to your butcher.